بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم، ما بعد. عن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: لو أنكم تتوكلون على الله حق توكله لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير تغدو خماصا وتروح بطانا. رواه الترمذي، وقال: حديث حسن. معناه: تذهب أول النهار خماصا أي ضامرة البطون من الجوع، وترجع آخر النهار بطانا أي ممتلئة البطون. Umar رضي الله تعالى narrates that he says, I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that if you people would have trust, tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to its right, according to its haqq, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would sustain you, He would give you your sustenance like how He sustains the birds. The bird leaves its nest in the morning whilst it is hungry, and it returns back in the evening with its stomach full. This hadith, a very, very famous hadith, most of us at some point would have heard this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this hadith there are several points which are important that we take note of. The first point being that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ تَتَوَكَّلُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تَوَكُّلِهِ. He said, if only you people would have tawakkul, would have trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to its haqq. So the exhortation the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving us of the importance of acquiring total and complete reliance upon Allah. In seeking one's rizq, in seeking one's sustenance, it is important that our i'timad, our trust, our dependence, our reliance be upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is raziq. Allah is the sustainer, Allah is the nourisher, our risk and our sustenance is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second point we see is that referring to the birds, Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. This reference to the birds that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes is an affirmation of the verse of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there is nothing moving, there is no living entity or creature upon the surface of the earth except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken upon Himself the risk and sustenance of that moving entity. To the extent that ulama say, every dabba, every living being, whether it is small or insignificant like an ant, or whether it is huge like an elephant and other creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like that, Allah ta'ala has taken upon Himself the risk and the sustenance of that entity. That person has strayed greatly, has deviated from his trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his belief on Allah, where we hear nowadays claims, or we hear people saying, لَا تُكْثِرُ الْأَوْلَادِ تُضَيِّقَ عَلَيْكُمْ الْأَرْزَاقِ, that don't have lot of children, or sometimes don't get married. Why? Because if you get married, the financial burden upon you increases. If you have a lot of children, then the financial burden upon you increases. This is completely against Quran and Hadith. This is completely against such verses of the Quran, wherein Allah Ta'ala is saying that every living being, its risk and sustenance, Allah has taken upon Himself. The responsibility that that risk and sustenance which is ordained for that entity will reach that. So if you have a lot of children, in fact it means more risk, more sustenance. More barakat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you in your sustenance. Why? Because every living being, Allah has taken upon Himself the risk and sustenance of that. And Allah ta'ala invites us to bring this conviction on Allah by pondering over the animals. Allah ta'ala one place in the Quran says, وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ دَابَّةِ اللَّا تَحْمِلُ رِزْقَهَا اللَّهُ يَرْزُقُهَا وَإِيَّاكُمْ. How many? Allah ta'ala says, look around you, look around you. Which animal do you see carrying its risk and sustenance with it for the next day? That animal has got conviction in Allah, that Allah who gave me my rozi today will give me my rozi tomorrow. There is no need for me to store for the next day. Allah Ta'ala says, look at the animals. Your intelligence is supposed to be more than the animals. You are supposed to have better understanding than animals. If animals can understand that the Allah who fed me today will feed me tomorrow, where is your conviction upon Allah? Another very, very important point we learn from this hadith, my respected brothers. A lot of times people quote this hadith to try to prove the point. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, trust upon Allah like the birds trust upon Allah. the morning the bird is hungry, in the evening the bird's stomach is full, so it's not necessary for me to adopt the means. I don't have to make any effort to earn my livelihood. Rozi is written. To use such a hadith to try and prove that indicates a person's lack of understanding. Tawakkul, trust upon Allah, does not mean that you must not make effort for your risk and your sustenance. Making effort, halal, making effort for halal, risk and sustenance is a great ibadat. It is a great form of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is not contrary to tawakkul. The bird doesn't sit in its nest the whole day. The bird leaves the nest in the morning and it seeks its risk and sustenance. And Allah Ta'ala, that bird makes effort, Allah Ta'ala gives the bird its sustenance. It returns back at the end of the day with its stomach full after having made effort. So it is important to understand that tawakkul does not mean sit down and do nothing. Tawakkul is an act of the heart. Imam Qushayri rahimahullah used to say, tawakkul is an act of the heart. What does it mean? I'timad, trust, conviction upon Allah. But part of tawakkul is to make the effort. But what is our belief? What is our conviction? That the risk is not coming according to the effort, it is coming on Allah's decision. I am making effort because it is sunnah. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has shown us this, and Allah has commanded me to make this effort. And what is the proof? What is the proof that a person has tawakkul on Allah when he is making effort? Is he makes effort in a halal direction. If a person lies, if he cheats, gets involved in riba, gets involved in everything else, then he says, I have tawakkul on Allah, Allah is providing for me. Obviously this is contrary to tawakkul. Tawakkul means stay within the parameters of halal. Stay within the parameters of shariat and then place your trust and your reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another important point we learn from this hadith is that this reference to birds, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. Allah Ta'ala says every creature, every animal, every bird, every insect is engaged in tasbih of Allah, in the worship of Allah, in taking the name of Allah. One place in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, do you not see that everything is making sajda to Allah? مَنْ فِي السَّمَوَاتُ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضُ والشمس والقمر والنجوم والجبال والشجر والدواب وكثير من الناس. Allah Ta'ala says everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, the birds, the insects, the animals, the mountains, the seas, the rivers, everything is in sajda before Allah. Everything is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This bird is making tasbih of Allah. It has placed his, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, make tawakkul like the bird makes tawakkul. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, أَلَمْ تَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ مُسَخَّرَاتٍ فِي جَوِّ السَّمَاءِ. Why don't you see that bird held aloft in the height, held aloft above the mountains? Why does it not drop to the ground? Why does its movement defy the laws of gravity? The bird leaves its nest in the morning, it ventures throughout the entire day. It does not need a GPS or a navigation system to come home in the evening. It doesn't need signposts, somebody to show it direction. Allah has naturally placed the instinct in that bird. Look at it flying, see the qudrat of Allah. See the manner in which it returns back to its nest without error. Doesn't need to be given direction. All this is indication of what? رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. Allah has created everything and Allah has given everything the necessary knowledge for it to carry out its function and task and for it to fulfill its needs and requirements. Allah Ta'ala is inviting you, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is inviting you, take sabak, take ibrat, take lesson from the animals around you, the manner in which Allah gives them their risk. You also place your trust and tawakkul upon Allah. Remain within the parameters of shariat and Allah will give you your risk and your sustenance also. Allah give us tawfiq.